So the Turnverein Hall here on the corner of 6th and Main was built by German immigrants, another group that came here in Boise's early days. And the Turners were a group, like a social club, sort of a fraternal organization of German men specifically, who got together on a regular basis to drink beer and do gymnastics and talk about politics, which is so sounds so crazy to us today, especially when I give tours to kids groups, like field trips. The little kids think that's hilarious, but I say, your parents would actually love that. I think it sounds like a really fun thing to do, is get together with my friends and drink beer and do gymnastics and talk about politics. What in fact I think it was more of a, like a gym, you know, like doing gymnastics as a sort of form of exercise, but also drinking beer because, you know, clearly they understood everything in moderation and everything is fun, more fun with beer, and then talking about politics. It was a men's only club, but they did have like a 400 seat theater inside and a special room for women or their wives. Their kids could come and see tuba performances and minstrel shows. It was a big German community center. During World War II, of course, anti-German sentiment ran high across the country, and Boise was no exception. The Germans here felt unwelcome and unwanted, closed down the Turnverein Hall, and tried to sandblast their name off the front. Actually, there's a sandstone rectangle right above the black awning at the entrance, which whoever sandblasted it didn't do an exceptional job, because you can still, if you get close enough, read the word Turnverein on it. But regardless, their attempt worked. The building sold. It's been a number of things over the years, like an Adventist church, a whole bunch of nightclubs, which it kind of continues to be. It's the home of China Blue and several other businesses like that. Built in 1906 by Turtle and Hummel, which is perhaps the most famous architectural duo in Idaho. They built 200 other buildings in Boise, including our state capitol building and the Pioneer Tent and Awning building right across the street.